Hello, Task Force. This week on Movie Club, we are covering the 2009 movie Moon. You can catch it over at redwebpod.com. In Moon, we follow astronaut Sam Bell's three-year shift at Lunar Mining Facility, which is finally coming to an end. After having hallucinations and a near-fatal accident, Sam must solve the mystery before the company crew arrives. If you haven't seen Moon already, it's fantastic. We'll recap the movie, stopping to react and giving our thoughts, but it's an amazing episode, an amazing movie, and here's a preview. In the near future, a company called Lunar Industries will build a station, an automated lunar facility to mine the alternative fuel from the moon's soil. Lunar Industry provides energy for 70% of planet Earth. They must be rolling in money at that point.
God, I know.
70% is for the Earth is wild. They must be like the richest company ever.
Dang, dude.
That's got to be one of the biggest sci-fi conglomerates ever.
Yeah, actually, I would think so.
That's Weyland Yutani level, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We're sucking the moon dry, that helium. It's like, oh my God, it's like a more realistic version of Spice. They got these harvesters scooping the ground.
Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah. But talk about a monopoly, man. Wait a minute. Okay, that just pisses me off more knowing about where we're going.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. It's like, what do you mean?
This is such an overt corporate, like, employee relationship conversation here.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of in your face eventually more so than, you know, at this phase here at the beginning. But yeah. Oh, now I'm angry.
It's like, why do you need to do that?
Right, exactly. Why you gotta be do? We'll get to it.
There's no reason whatsoever. Just you spend your money.
Yeah. Yep. The facility is fully automated, requiring only a single human to maintain operations, oversee the harvesters, and launch canisters bound for Earth containing the extracted helium-3.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bell, played by Sam Rockwell, nears the end of his three-year work contract. We learn that Sam is supposed to rotate back to Earth in 2 weeks. We see Sam leaving the station, heading to a harvester with a full load of helium-3, and then returning the helium-3 canisters to the station for transport to Earth. It's a cool little, like, day in the life. He wakes up, he's running around. We learn a lot here. We learn he's the only person.
Mm-hmm.
3 years by himself. But also all he has to do is just, these harvesters are automated. They're out harvesting this helium-3. He just goes in, picks it up, brings it back, all good.
Yeah, I kind of appreciated how easy the job was. I feel like a lot of times in sci-fi, you know, it's like, oh, we need these engineers with these backgrounds and mechanics and then science and all that. And it's like, no, this dude just kind of hangs out.
Yeah,
he just goes out, picks up the thing and ships it. Like, anybody could do that. And it makes him that much more relatable versus like a mechanical engineer, biochemist, genius.
Mm-hmm. Right. The way that when I rewatched this, the way that I thought about it, because I love this movie and I'm going to go watch it again soon. But Project Hail Mary, when he just wakes up and it's like,
yeah,
this man could do everything.
Yeah, dude, reading that too. I will say I'm not going to be the movie versus book kind of person because they both do it really, really well. So consume it however you want. But
I will say no spoilers. I still haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, then I'll be even more vague. But like reading the scene this is the opening of both stories, but reading how Grace discovers himself is a really interesting thing because you get to be in his mind, but the movie did it. You get to see how he's discovering himself outwardly. It's two different ways to explore that same kind of notion, Fredo, that you're kind of implying. Again, I'm being vague.
Yeah.
Incredible story. I can't recommend it enough, Christian. I can't believe you haven't seen it. Oh,
I know. I want to so bad.
Oh man, you're in for it.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, you are.